This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
For a woman with three of America's most ordinary names, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones has certainly made extraordinary contributions in the fields of holistic health, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. For starters, she taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. Susan is the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm dedicated to optimal wellness, health education, and human potential. The author of over 30 books, including Wired for High-Level Wellness, Simple Ways to Rejuvenate, Meditate, and Prosper. And on today's This Week in America, Dr. Susan has simple tips to survive the holidays without weight gain, fatigue, or depression. That's next.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. That's 800-331-3981.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
We're back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast, website thisweekinamerica.us. You know, many people gain between 5 and 12 pounds from Thanksgiving through the 1st of January. Well, how would you like to go through the holidays this year without gaining a pound? That's right, you can do it. Does that sound impossible to you? Well, it can be done with the help of our guest on today's This Week in America, Susan Smith-Jones, a world-renowned motivational speaker, author, and expert on weight loss, looking younger, and healthy living. Dr. Susan has some surefire tips that will help keep extra weight as well as fatigue and depression at bay this holiday season. Let this be the first time you ring in the new year without feeling overstuffed, bloated, fatigued, and down on yourself for overindulging during the holidays. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program.
Well, Rick, it's a delight to be back with you. And by the way, while these are very good tips we'll be going over today for the holidays, they also work year-round. So I want to make it as practical as possible, you know, to help you live, be your best, your healthiest, not just for the holidays, but every month of the year.
That makes sense, because if these will work in December, I'm assuming they'll work in October and April just as well. So the ideas, the tips you're going to get, and you'll find them on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com. Good for December, so we don't pick up the extra 5 to 12 pounds, and good for the rest of the year as well. Starting out on the list, eat frequently and don't skip meals. So often we think we've got an event coming up, a family dinner, a party we're going to eat, so we decide we're going to skip meals because we're going to have a big meal later, or we're out shopping, and who has time to eat when you're spending money?
That's exactly right. And, you know, before I start with that first tip, let me just say a few little overview ideas that you can use during the holidays and year-round.
Yes.
First of all, and you and I have talked about this before, remember that the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone for the day. So you make those first 40 minutes as healthy, uplifting, positive as possible. You know, maybe you start with a good breakfast. Maybe you get in a workout, some kind of workout. Maybe you do your prayer time and meditation or deep breathing. You don't want to be rushed, so maybe you set the breakfast table the night before. Get out your workout clothes. Get the kids' lunches made so that those first 40 minutes can be positive. A lot of people, Rick, will say to me that I'm dreading the holidays, the hustle, the bustle, the stress. You know, my kids love it. I want to make it great for the kids. Or maybe there's no partner in your life. You have no family around. It can be depressing. So I want to go through things that will help you, like stay active every day. That lifts up your mind. Get good sleep. That's important because it's hard to control what you eat during the day if you don't sleep well. You want to do deep breathing during the day. You want to get your bare feet on the earth's surface, like the backyard, as much as possible. And if you live where it's cold and you don't want to take your shoes off and put your bare feet on the grass or somewhere in the backyard, I'll give you a tip on how to do that. Also, you want to keep your mind as positive and thankful as possible. And I'll be emphasizing a couple times the importance of gratitude. You know, from my new book, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality, I say in that book that gratitude can transform run-of-the-mill days into delightful days, turn routine jobs into great pleasure, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings and miracles. So I want this to be a miraculous holiday time. And so this is exciting to go through all these tips.
And again, all the tips, we're going to go through many. Dr. Susan has a long list here. And if you can't jot them down, just go to our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Again, things that will help us in December, things that will help us throughout the year as well. Okay, let's start with number one on Susan's surefire tips.
Number one is eat, you've mentioned it before, eat frequently and don't skip meals.
Yes.
You see, Rick, there's a common strategy, especially during the holidays, and that is to skip breakfast and maybe lunch because you know a big meal is coming, so you save up the calories for the big celebration meal. And this strategy will often backfire because you come to the meal starving, and you wind up eating way more than you ever intended, which creates a lot of stress on the body when you overeat. So on those days where you've got a big celebration, lots of meals, holiday parties, whatever, eating frequently throughout the day on healthy foods helps to eliminate that voracious hunger, which in turn will prevent the overeating. And it will also help stabilize your blood sugar. And even a small little meal of something healthy is better than none at all. So keep that in mind during these holidays.
Good advice. We all go through that. And I mentioned shopping. Any tips when we go shopping and we decide, again, we're going to, I've got this long list of things that I need to purchase, shop for at the mall today. I'm going to skip meals. How do we get around that? How should we approach that?
Yeah, so roaming that mall for hours or sitting in holiday traffic like I might here in Brentwood, Santa Monica area of L.A., it leaves everyone starving and vulnerable to those usually bad fast food choices. So if you come prepared to roam around, you know, whether you're sitting in traffic or you're at the mall, roam around with something crunchy, some healthy snacks like apple, oranges, tangerines, celery, carrots, even a few nuts and raisins, although don't overdo the nuts and raisins because they're calorie-dense foods, you'll be less likely to succumb to the call of the food court or those fast food restaurants. I was a Girl Scout. I was a Great Eagle Scout as a kid, and our motto was, be prepared. So I always make sure, because you never know how many hours you might be out shopping or in your car.
I
always have a few little snacks or a healthy bar with me so that I don't get famished.
It always takes longer than you think it's going to, so that's good to be prepared and take something along that you can snack on. Our guest on This Week in America is Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Twitter, you can follow her at Susan Smith Jones. All the information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's touch on something that you briefly mentioned before, and this is so important with the big holiday dinner, the party coming up. Again, the tendency is to save our calories and skip meals. And again, I guess you can't emphasize this enough. That's really the wrong way to go about it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. See, we often know what foods we need to stay away from because we can't control if we eat one or two, like maybe chips or lots of cheese. And those foods are harder to resist, like I said just a moment ago, when you're starving and your blood sugar level is low. So an ounce of prevention will go a long way here, like a piece of fresh fruit, some fresh veggies, a cup of vegetable soup, a glass of tomato or vegetable juice, maybe some whole grain crackers or a piece of toast, whole grain toast if you want gluten-free, with some fresh jam or a little bit of guacamole on it will keep your appetite at bay. And if you try any of these an hour before a big holiday dinner, you'll watch your willpower soar while your waistline stays in place.
And you will not gain the 5 to 12 pounds that most of us do during December between Thanksgiving and Christmas time, actually New Year's. You go to a get-together, a party. You sort of scope the room, at least I do, and then you work your way over towards the food, maybe like a find a location next to the shrimp bowl. That's wrong, isn't it? I should not do that.
Well, I say, this is my take on it, it's good to put some distance between you and the food because that creates a necessary obstacle between you and all the calories. And I know a lot of people feel really depressed the beginning of the year because of, A, the weight gain, B, the credit card bills start coming in. So we can definitely can control how many calories we take in during the holidays. And if you don't stand right by the food, you'll have to walk a little bit more to go back and forth between the food and where you're hanging out. That will burn a few extra calories. And I also say, let's say it's at your house. Create a space in the corner of a room or a room to itself where you can do activities other than eating for people that want to enjoy their time but don't necessarily need to keep eating and eating. A lot of people just eat to be social because they're shy or they're a little timid, and to have a glass of something and a plate filled with food makes them feel more comfortable. And what I like to do in my home is I set a room to the side or, you know, off on the corner of the living room, family room, with card games. You know, I love to play cards, and with maybe checker table or chess or backgammon. I even sometimes, if you know that twister game you put on the floor?
Oh, yes, yes.
And kids like to join in with that, too, like positive adventures. I do recommend to not discuss politics. Probably if you want to have the best time possible at these holiday gatherings, maybe keep the conversation as positive as possible
yes.
with activities that maybe don't involve eating all the time.
Well, I like that, having a space set aside for this, as if, for example, if I was doing a party, I'd probably put it over by the cash register. I think that would be a good location to let people chill a little bit. And that's interesting, because you talk about social. So often you feel like, or you use as an excuse, I need to have a plate, I need to have a drink in my hand to be social. How do we get around that feeling that, okay, we really are okay if we're not constantly eating something?
Yeah, exactly. I say try to avoid, first of all, you got to be aware. You can't change what you don't recognize and acknowledge.
Yes.
So try to avoid eating just because everyone around you are eating. And if you aren't really that hungry, you know, always make sure if you're throwing the party, nibble on and offer things like celery sticks, carrot sticks, you know, bell pepper slices, or sip on something low calorie. And many people these days, more than ever before, are more health conscious. So it's always good if you're throwing the party, or you go to someone's party and they ask ahead, you know, do you have any special diet requirements? Maybe you just say, I like to eat lots of fruits and vegetables. You know, they'll think you're a little crazy during the holidays, but it's surprising how many people will gravitate towards the good foods like that, the healthy foods. So make sure if you're throwing the party to have healthy options.
Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, talking about get the most out of the holidays. Simple tips to survive the holidays and year-round without weight gain, fatigue, or depression. Our website, SusanSmithJones.com. And we're back much more on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines, plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. That's 800-331-3981.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-380-4293. 800-380-4293. That's 800-380-4293.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program, talking about getting the most out of the holidays. Tips that she has, and also on her website, SusanSmithJones.com, to survive the holidays without weight gain, fatigue, or depression. Tips that you can use, by the way, year-round. Susan, let's get back to some of the tips that you've got. And I know one you talk about, and we have to really be on the lookout for this, is processed carbs. Talk about the problem with that and how we can spot that and stay away from those.
Oh, definitely. Processed carbs like white bread, crackers, chips, they are everywhere, not just for the holidays, but year-round. And even though they aren't always sweet, most are high in refined starch, which means that they convert to sugar in the body quickly and with no fiber to slow its release into the system because they're refined. It can end up as stored fat. And I should say right now, and you and I have done entire shows on the importance of sleep, it is so much harder, Rick, to resist junk foods and processed foods on little sleep. You know, it affects the hormones in your body that tell you that you're starting to eat too much or you're full. And you tend to overeat. You lose your willpower when you don't have enough sleep. So you make sure, especially during the holidays when there's lots more rich and sweet food out there, that you get the good sleep at night, a good solid 7 to 8 hours of sleep, and make it non-negotiable. That's one of the best tips to help you not gain weight for the holidays.
You talk about plan ahead, and we mentioned that when we're out shopping, the Girl Scout, to be prepared. But you really need, don't you, to be prepared, plan ahead for the entire month. There's so many things that happen. It's pretty easy to get off schedule and to do something you're going to regret come the 3rd of January.
Yes. Again, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, plan ahead, you know, and especially during the holidays. Try to plan around where you're going, what temptations are likely to arise, and how you're going to deal with them. This is all about behavioral modification. And decide in advance maybe what you're going to allow yourself. Like, yes, I will have some pumpkin pie, some cherry pie. I'll have a second serving of the stuffing or dressing. But prepare for it so you don't go overboard. And again, like I said earlier, don't arrive starving. And keep this in mind, it's okay to taste things without always cleaning your plate. When I was a kid, which will kind of help you understand how old I am, my mom always used to say, you need to clean your plate because the kids in China don't have enough food.
Yep, I heard that myself.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that interesting? So keep in mind that it's okay to taste things without finishing them. Or if you're someone that just hates to waste food, use small, you know, like take half of the piece of pie on your plate. And then I like to use small, if you're home, I like to use smaller plates and fill it. Because larger plates, you can fill it with more and more calories.
Good idea.
Now, this might sound weird, too, you know, but you know who I am by now. I often use chopsticks to eat, and I'm not just talking about Asian-type food, because except with soup, of course, chopsticks force you to eat a little bit slower, and it makes me feel so proud that I'm so great with using my fingers and hands, and I'm ambidextrous. I'm left-handed normally, right, for writing. I do all sports like football and baseball and golf with right-handed, so I like that I can use chopsticks with both hands. It's fun to learn how to eat that way, and it makes you eat slower. And when you eat slower, you don't inhale your food. And in a moment, we'll talk about why that's important.
So many great tips. You'll find these and much more on Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. When I was a child and I heard that about cleaning the plate, I used to save extra food and send off to Beijing. Did you ever do that?
No.
No, I guess I took it to an extreme. I have no idea. I never got a thank you note, so I don't know whether they ever got it or not. But I guess it's the thought that counts. Let's go back to sleep again, because this is so crucial in every element of your life. Talk about sleep, and it's pretty easy in December to justify. I normally get 8, but boy, with the parties, and I'm busy at work, and we've got a party coming up at work that I get prepared for. I can get by on 6.5 here for a month. Talk about making it a priority. I guess that's probably the only way you're actually going to get the proper sleep, is to make it a priority.
Yes. When you don't get enough sleep, it changes two of the hormones, leptin and ghrelin, that deal with, among other things, your satiety center in your brain, helping you understand when, okay, you're eating too much or don't eat anymore. They're just out of whack when you don't get enough sleep. When you also, it affects your cortisol level, one of the stress hormones, and it increases it if you don't get enough sleep. One of the roles of sleep, among many other things, besides renewing, rebuilding, repairing your body overnight, rejuvenating it, is to bring the cortisol level down. When it doesn't go down because you haven't gotten ample sleep, then it causes you to lose your willpower, and you sort of want to eat everything in sight. And not only that, but most of the foods you eat, even if they're healthy, if your cortisol level is too high from not getting enough sleep, it causes the foods you eat to be turned into fat more easily and stored on your body. That's why so many people during the holidays, from about Halloween to the first week of January with all the bowl games, are shocked at how easily they gain weight. So you've got to make getting good sleep at night non-negotiable.
Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., our guest on the program. Susan is an international expert in holistic practices, medicine. We have her on the program every month. So many great tips, especially this time of year, that you can carry over into the new year. You talk about secret weapons. Let's start with fiber. Why is fiber a secret weapon?
Yes, and I'm going to give you 2 secret weapons. So the first is the fiber. So not only is fiber, which, by the way, is only found in plant-based foods, it's not in any other food, from dairy to animal products. It's only in fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds. It's in plant-based foods. Fiber is supremely healthy and directly related to the reduction of risks for a whole host of diseases, but it's also a huge player, Rick, in the weight loss field. It contributes to a feeling of fullness. And I always suggest to consume as many high-fiber foods as possible before attacking any other food. Let's say during the holidays or any time of year you go out to eat. Let's just say, for example, you go to an Italian restaurant. Everyone loves the pizza and the pasta, but if you can have a big salad or maybe some vegetable soup before the pizza and pasta arrive, that fiber is going to fill you up. You got to sequence what you eat. Raw veggies contain sufficient bulk to fill you to some degree, and that's what you want to eat before you turn to high sugar, low fiber, junk food that converts to fat very quickly.
And all that information on today's program and Susan Smith-Jones at our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.